The restructuring was proposed last spring by borough manager Steve Giesbrecht as a way to save money following the retirement of Petersburg Municipal Power and Light Superintendent Joe Nelson last June. Nelson has since come out in opposition to the plan to forego recruiting his replacement, as have current employees of the local electric utility. Robert Larson, former Thomas Bay Power Authority Commissioner and former board member of the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, urged the assembly not to continue with the reorganization. Like others, he thought it was important to hire an electrical superintendent.
There's a huge and unlimited source of daily decisions that are made by the electrical superintendent that provide for the safe, effective distribution of electricity in this town.
Instead of hiring a new electrical superintendent, the borough would be creating a new utility director's position and have that person oversee the electric department along with the water and sewer utilities. It would also mean the public works director would become responsible for roads, the motor pool, and sanitation. When the manager proposed the idea last year, he said he intended to promote public works director Carl Hagerman to the utility director's job, promote the assistant public works director Chris Cotta to be the public works director, and eliminate the assistant's job. Former mayor and former city councilor Dave Carlson was also CEO of the Four Dam Pool Power Agency and the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. He wrote a letter in opposition to the change, writing, quote, "If you don't have a superintendent who thoroughly understands the complexity and nuances of power generation, transmission, and distribution, along with the inherent risks wrapped up with the entire system, you're asking for trouble," unquote. The assembly initially agreed to start recruiting a new electrical superintendent and advertised for the job last fall, bringing in just a handful of applicants. Since then, a majority has agreed to give restructuring a try, and by a narrow margin, they're sticking to that plan. Here's Jay Stanton Greger.
More or less, this is the borough manager's idea. I think it's a good idea, and in this role, I don't want to be micromanaging who he hires and does not hire, so I'll be voting for this string of ordinances.
The Assembly this winter is considering a slate of 6 ordinances, which will make the restructuring official, creating the new utility director's position, eliminating the electric superintendent's job, and outlining who's in charge of what. Electrician and Assemblymember Brandy Marol pointed to all the opposition to the change.
I mean, there's been, I don't know how many people in this field, professionals, speak out against this, and we're going to listen, value just what the manager wants as opposed to what the community wants and all the professionals in the trade. I don't quite understand that.
And Mayor Mark Jensen continued his opposition to the restructuring.
We had testimony from 8 people tonight on this particular ordinance, and none of them were in favor of it. They all, in my opinion, have a lot of experience in this electrical field. One of them in particular was a mayor, a council member here, helped build this whole infrastructure that we're enjoying now. I'm worried that if we don't have the right expertise in place driving this boat, we're going to end up at some point down the road in trouble. So I will not vote for any of these restructuring ordinances.
All 6 ordinances passed in their second reading by a 4-3 vote, with Jensen, Marol, and Kurt Wall here voting no. That's no different from the first votes in February. They're up for their third and final reading at the Assembly's meeting March 5th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.